Hey babe, are you home? Hello? Babe, I saw your car. Please tell me you're here. Oh, there you are. Why didn't you answer when I was calling for you? Is everything okay? Well, kinda. Why do you ask? I guess I do kinda look hot and sweaty, don't I? No, nothing's wrong. I know I'm home a little early today, but nothing bad happened or anything. It's just, hey, can we, like, talk about something? Yeah, don't worry. I don't mean the talk as in we're breaking up. In fact, it's the opposite of that. Just, let's go and sit. No, actually, we can talk while we're standing, can't we? Yeah, we'll just do that. Calm down! I am calm. Or at least I'm doing my fucking best to stay calm. Look, just stop asking me if I'm okay or if I'm mad. Because if you do, then I'm going to actually not be okay and very much get mad. Okay? And can we please talk in the bedroom, not here in the hallway? Alright, okay, thank you. God, why do you have it so fucking hot in here? Are you trying to turn our room into a sauna? I'm opening a window. Fresh air. Oh, that's better. Okay, listen. You know how we've been saying for a while now that we should wait on having kids until we finish school and pay off loans and blah blah blah? Yeah, so I've been thinking, fuck that. We should just have one now. No, I mean now, as in maybe sometime next week if we have the time. Yes, now! Right now! Why? I don't know, I just, I changed my mind. People change their mind all the time, right? Huh? You're not sure? What's that to be sure about? I mean, yeah, we'll have to move a lot of stuff around and make plans to take care of the child, but that's part of the fun. It'll be exciting. Look, okay, just stop talking. Stop. Look, see this dark spot on my jeans? Yeah, that's not because I fucking wet myself. It's because I'm so fucking horny. My panties are so fucking soaked. They're squishy. Now it's soaking through my jeans. Huh? What's wrong with my eyes? What do you mean they're yellow? Oh, shit. Babe, it's all right. I can explain. No, they're definitely real. You really don't want to back away from me. Or run or do anything that puts distance between you and me. Because I'll chase you, and I'll catch you. Also, try not to break eye contact with me too much either. Because it'll just make things worse. Look, I'm trying to explain what's going on, but I'm also trying not to lose my fucking mind, okay? So I'll just be fucking straight with you. I'm a wolf, or half a wolf, I should say. Yes, like a werewolf. My mom's a wolf and my dad isn't, and they had me and I was born half-blooded, so I can't transform like full-bloods, but I still go into heat like they do. You know how I always get super moody every month whenever there's a full moon? Yeah, that was because of the moon, not because of my flow. I was always lying to you when I said it was because of my period. Normally going into heat isn't that bad, but I'd just be extra horny on those days, and you definitely never complained about that. I guess I ran out of luck tonight. Because I'm in heat. There's that super ultra blood moon or whatever the fuck its stupid name is. The point is, in fact, here, come feel my stomach. Just do it, please. There. Yeah, just touch my stomach right over my belly button. See, I'm burning up. Because that fucking moon has thrown me into heat and my wolf's blood is on fire. God, you smell so good. You haven't showered today yet, have you? Good. Because the only thing I want to smell right now is you. Not that smelly body wash you use. Hold on. I didn't say take your hands off me. Come on. Don't you want to feel me more? Besides, I've got you, and I'm not letting you go now. I'm strong, aren't I? Yeah, you can thank the blood moon for that. I've got to have the strength of a full blood and none of the hair. So come on, feel me up. My tits and my nipples are so fucking swollen right now. I'll just fucking shirt fuck it. There we go. Now you can feel me up, no problem. It's just a shirt and a bra. Who cares? Now feel me up. Oh yeah, that feels nice. And damn, things have been bothering me since the moon came out. Feels so good to have them handled like this. Also, now that my shirt is off, can you smell it? It's wolf's musk. Special scent given off by females whenever they're in heat. Normally, you wouldn't notice it because it's not nearly as strong during my normal mating periods. Plus, I'd always shower to hide it even more, but on this night, well, there's no hiding it. But enough of that. I think I've explained it to you enough. I can make a wiki page on it later or something if you really need it. Get that face of yours in and kiss me. Yeah, I'm fucking grinding on you because I'm not fucking horny. Not as if I'll ever be able to use these panties again. So get on the bed. Can we get started? Or are you gonna make me even more impatient and riled up? Babe, this isn't a good time to be feeling unsure. It seems like you misunderstood me earlier. When I said I was ready to have a baby now, I wasn't asking you, I was telling you. You are my mate, so I'd never do anything to truly hurt you. But you can bet your fantastic ass that I'll do whatever I have to get your cum in me so that I can stop this fucking burning. This night will end with your cum coating my cervix, one way or another. So get on the bed. There we go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Now I'm gonna help you out a bit, since I know this is all a bit different for you, and I can tell you're scared. Just give me a second to get these fucking pants of mine off. God, I love how strong I am tonight. And don't worry, I'll take care of your clothes too. But first, to what I was talking about, let me just climb on the bed and straddle you. I haven't even done anything yet, but I'm already sweating like crazy. That's good. Because I want you to smell me. Bury your face into my neck and smell me. Yes, just like that. Deep breaths. Take in my musk, the smell of your mate. I'm not just some girlfriend. I'm your mate. You may not have wolf's blood, but you're still my mate. So let my scent overwhelm your senses. It's a nice smell, isn't it? No matter where the smell is coming from, my pits, my pussy, even on my breath. It just all smells so good, doesn't it? Starting to grow on you, isn't it? That's it. Keep on breathing it in. Familiarize yourself with it. Let your body get used to it. I'll just go ahead and there goes your shirt. But it didn't seem like you care that much this time. I can tell you're starting to relax. Your body must finally be getting used to my scent. God, you smell good. I mean, ever since we first met, I could smell you were the right mate for me. But now that my senses are all enhanced, fuck, I could kiss your chest forever. Oh my, what do we have here? Something trying to get through your pants? Even you look kind of surprised it's there. Are you starting to feel a slight ache in your balls, too? As if every minute that goes by feels like you've gone a whole extra day without getting off. It's completely natural, really. My mother told me the same thing happened when her mate finally took to her scent. So why don't I help give it some air? I need to smell it more properly anyways. Hold still now, babe. So much better. Fucking look how hard you already are. I'm so fucking wet. This fucking burning between my legs is only getting hotter. But I need a taste, just a quick taste. So fucking good. You don't even give off a mating scent. Just your normal musk is fucking intoxicating. Fuck. Just gonna reach between my legs and... Fuck. Never been this wet in my fucking life. It's like my body, like my womb is fucking screaming to be made pregnant. I can smell your pre-cum even while I suck away at your cock. Fuck, it's too much. I'm sorry. I've gotta put it in. The longer I wait, the higher my body temperature gets, and I don't know what'll happen if it gets much higher. So I'll just position myself over you. I'm so wet, my pussy is literally dripping on you. Don't forget. Keep your eyes on mine. Fuck yes, yes. I'm just gonna drive that cock all the way in from the start. God, that hurts so fucking good. I love the look on your face. How eager you look. Can you feel it? Fucking hot. My pussy feels wrapped around your cock. Oh, I'm so fucking fertile tonight. Oh, you don't even know. I can literally feel my body aching to get pregnant. Oh, so I'm just gonna lean forward. Put my hands on this amazing chest of yours. Sorry in advance. About the scratches. Am I gonna scratch you? No. I'm just gonna start moving my hips up and down. Fuck. And there go my nails. Scratching into you. But it hurts so good, doesn't it? It wouldn't be mating if you didn't get a little scratched. And it means you've been claimed and worked as my mate and mine alone. Fuck. And when you've come inside me, my belly starts to grow. And any other full or half-blooded bitch who comes near me will know the smell that I've been claimed. They'll know that a hot fucking stud like you put a baby in me during a full moon. In fact, I want you to reach up and dig your fingers into my tits. Mark them. Brush them, scratch them, whatever you want. We may never have another mating night like this again. With every heartbeat, I can feel the blood pumping through my body. The wolf's blood feels like it's boiling. Oh, fuck yes. Just like that, babe. Fucking dig your fingers into my tits. Just like that. Harder. Fuck, that hurts. I fucking love it. Don't you dare fucking take your eyes off mine. Mates, do not break eye contact. Please, please, please. Come with me. Please get me pregnant. Please, please. Please breed me. Please. Please, please. Please come with me. My hips are moving on their own.
Nothing in this fucking world could stop me from grinding on this incredible cock of yours. Nothing. I'm gonna ride this cock and ring it, and then I'm gonna come. It's gonna pull all your hot cum deep inside me, and finally stop this fucking burning. Please, please, please come at me. Please. Doesn't it, babe? A normal girl could never ride you like this. She'd get tired or have to slow down. Not this fucking girl. And a normal girl would never, like, bruise and mark her tits like you are with mine. She'd tell you to stop. Whine about how it hurts. And not me. I'm gonna be pissed if you haven't fucking marked me. The tennis is over. Please, please, please come to me, please come to me, please, please. Please. My pussy's starting to clench up even more. I think I'm gonna come soon. I can tell you're close too. Cocky ears swelling up. That's a foamy aching pussy with all that hot fucking cum. Give me a baby or a baby. I don't know how much wolf blood it'll have. But it'll be ours. I'm sure as shit gonna be born strong and healthy. Since I was conceived under a blood moon. You get to see my breasts grow, and my belly swell, and that you're the one that did it. Oh, fuck, it's coming. I can feel you about to come. It's gonna come. The blood moon is gonna pass soon, so we have to come now. Look into my eyes. Look deep into my eyes, babe. I'm gonna raid you fast as I fucking can, because this is it. Come. Come with me and get your mate pregnant. Please come with me. Please come with me. Please come with me. Please come with me. Please. 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 Fucking come with me. Now. Still feel the trickle of your cum inside me. I'm just gonna stay on top of you until your cock relaxes out of me. Did so well. I can already feel my body starting to calm down. I don't know whether it's because the blood moon is over or because you filled me with so much cum. Probably both. Oh gosh. Did I do all that to your chest? I'm so sorry, babe. I think I really did get carried away. I'll head to the bathroom in a bit and get some antiseptic on these scratches, but in the meantime, Feels nice, doesn't it? Even for a half-blood like myself, wanting to do stuff like licking the wounds of my mate just comes naturally to me. There. That should do it for now. Thank God I'm only half-blood, or those scratches would probably curse you. And now I'm just gonna lay on you. Speaking of half-bloods, I guess it's all out in the open now, isn't it? I know it was wrong to lie to you about who I really was, but I mean, how do you tell your human boyfriend that you're part werewolf? I'm glad you don't think any less of me or anything. You did look really scared at first, so don't blame you. I was way more aggressive than I should have been, and I really shouldn't have gone wild like that. I just couldn't help it. Mating season is one thing, but mating season under a blood moon? Fuck, it's as if every fiber of my body is on fire. Like a fever that makes you lightheaded and I can't think straight. And the only thing in my mind that's clear is that I need to breed. The burning and urges get worse. And all I know is breeding can take it away. So I do anything to make it stop. And when tomorrow morning comes, and I'm completely back to normal, I'm gonna feel even worse about losing control like that. I knew there was supposed to be a special moon tonight, but I just didn't even consider how differently it would affect me. Doesn't excuse what I did, though. At all, so if it ever happens again, I promise I'll do better to control it and pace myself. Especially now that I know you'll be happy to accommodate me. Next time, I'll let you have all the control instead. And just give myself over to you. To use me any way you want. But, babe, I really am gonna get pregnant from this, you know? There's no way I'm not. I know this wasn't how we planned to go about starting a family, but I've gotta admit, I'm still kinda glad and a little excited. Getting pregnant while on a moon like that was out. It's going to make our baby so strong and healthy. I'm just glad you're excited, too. Just all my strength is gone. When that wolf's blood is going, it just leaves you exhausted afterward. I'm just going to shut my eyes for a little bit. And then we'll get up and take better care of your scratches. And I can put some ice on my tits. Before you say sorry, I'm still happy you did this to them. I love you, babe. I'm really sorry about all of this, but I love you so, so much. Coming into my life and for